are in our higher octaves. So we want to remember that we're gesturing in promise, we're gesturing in devotion of kindness to self. To self, because remember, we've been serving lower arrivals, lower attitudes, lower claims. And so as we gesture to our highest truths, to our highest proclamations, we breathe in the sign of life. So when I'm saying that, I literally see us receiving an Ankh, and I've got like the sun disc above our crown chakra. So this is what we're gazing. This is what we're securing. This is what we're resurrecting in our true attire, in our true ministry, in our true proclamation. So as we will receive of the golden temple of light, as we will receive of our highest awarenesses, we're dropping, how do I put this in words, like the old endurance, the old playbook, the old attachments. So when I say we're dropping the old attachments, imagine just old proclamations, issues, beliefs, attachments, addictions, just like falling off because it doesn't have room to breathe. It doesn't have the prophecy of claim. In other words, it no longer carries the vibration that we are allowing, that we are consenting to, that we are orchestrating and delivering in our own inner chamber. So these energies, it's like these green energies of healing are enveloping us, surrounding us with liberal proxies. So this is for our due pleasure, for our due consent. We want to remember that we are light bearers of the highest claim. In other words, as we breathe in this life, as we breathe in this focus, they're showing me like a dove carrying that olive branch. We want to remember that we are extending the light through our own convenience. So we are a storehouse of light, we're a storehouse of energy, and we're learning to play erect. In other words, when I receive like our spine, with our chakra system, our spine literally turned into a rose with a long stem rose. So we want to remember that we're delivering the power of love. So the light codes that are breathing through us, in us, that we are extending ourselves in due privilege, that we are activating, that we are promoting, that we are allowing to occur, are descending into our field in order to bring life back to wholeness, in order to bring life back to the security of truth, of life, of love, because this is our engagement. This is our, our true reflection. It's the reason we took birth. It's the reason we took birth. So as we signal our readiness for advancement, so advancement is, I literally see us like walking out of the pages of a storybook. Advancement is we're leaving our old proximity. So what our small self has been engaged in, our egoic story, where we've been sort of like in a trance, we're leaving that and merging into our true holy remembrance, merging into our signal of readiness. And I literally have that picture where it's like mankind's finger touches God's finger or Moses' finger, whatever that picture is. But it's symbolizing the transfer of occurrence. In English, we're merging with our Christ presence. We're merging with our heavenly gift of allowance. We're permitting that true divine union. Now, when I said true divine union, I had two dolphins, that vertical dolphins, that again are just intertwined. So this is the harmony of our true advancement. So again, the divine feminine, the divine masculine, coming into wholeness, coming into one, coming into our truest claim. So as we give birth to this new voyage, we allow things to be shifted, things to be turned, creating our destiny. This means, so they're just showing me like as if I was opening a can, something that had like a tight lid, so I'm turning and turning. So we want to allow the old to escape, and they're just showing where sometimes we still grip onto the past because we think it was for us. We think it had our name on it. We think like this is what's going to give us security, where really it's no longer needed. It's no longer warranted. So we want to be very loose in terms of our grip, in terms of what we consider to be necessary for our ongoing establishment. And I literally had like as if we were crouched over or slumped over, just kind of sitting against a tree. And then when I'm watching, is what's like covering us are these like majestic angelic wings, so that as we step up and stretch and open and avail ourselves of the light, it's like we have the strength of heaven that has actually been piggybacked. In other words, we've been traveling with this that we haven't fully exercised. So when I said fully exercised, just imagine like you had these majestic angelic wings, like Archangel Michael wings. So as the accordion snapped open, so in other words, as these wings extended, just the way you would record vibrations of, you know, Mother Earth's humming or whatever, when those wings expanded, that's what I saw. I saw the decibel increase. I saw the frequency allowance. So we want to allow that expansion. We want to allow that dispersing of light, because that light is going to congregate in our essence. In other words, we're creating out of that light. We're allowing more light to be established in our ever-waking moment. So this is where the old no longer resonates, and we can't keep it if we wanted to. And it's only our small self that would want to. And we're graduating into our essence. So this is where we're dreaming in the light. Remember, this is a dream state. And so we're moving into our true record keeping, into our truest acclaim. So when I said that, I literally saw everyone's third eye. And it's moving, it's accelerating. It's like steady motion is the best way to explain it. It's like the energy in and out, pulsating. Thank you. I was missing that word, in and out. Pulsation makes a lot more sense. But again, to a steady tempo. So that steady tempo is sort of like that ebb and flow as we adjust to our new normality. And so this is holding that light. Remember, we're establishing the new earth through us, through our life, through our inner chambers, as we will dispose of the trash, meaning I don't need life to be the way it was. I don't need to hold on to anything that's not the equivalent of love, that's not the equivalent of my holiness, that's not the equivalent of the light which I am here to establish. So when I said here to establish, it's like we put a stake into Mother Earth. It's sort of like, and here, proclaiming. So the stake, of course, became a staff of light. So again, all of this imagery is an energetic activation of entitlement. So remember, these are words, these are images, but these are facts. These are energetic facts, light codes that are being distributed amongst us. Because remember, we are here to engage in the new reality. We're here to engage in the new climate. So just imagine, it's like you turn on the weather report. What's the climate? Oh, it's a lot of light today. A lot of light is advancing. We want to like feel, experience, expect that light fulfillment. So as we will receive our kind gesturing, when I said kind gesturing, I saw how we're connected to Gaia. I saw how every movement, every gesturing, every I'm going to say excitement, but it's like that light stirs her readiness, stirs her claim, because remember, she's ascending along with us. So there's this partnering, there's this mirroring as we both kind of stretch and elongate and permit that light. So as we allow this light to be birthed, we signal our readiness. So this brings in our advantage. This brings in our holy remembrance. And this light is observed, meaning everything receives it. Everybody receives it. It comes, it's like I see just like pages and pages of, okay, this is how you complete this and this is how you complete that. So it's like formulas. Can't get that next word, but in any event, it's like it's all predestined. I'm just going to say that, and I know people get a little funky about that word, about predestiny, but in essence, we are of very high light in nature, and so there's this honoring, there's this commitment. Now, when I said commitment, I literally had like, just imagine a screw with a lot of twisties that's made of light. So, and then just accept this as us. Now I have this symbol. So the symbol is establishing and honoring the light that is being established. But when I look at that symbol, what I never really got before, even though I've seen it before, is that it's a mirror image of us. So in other words, it's not a symbol from long ago. It's representing the bridge makers, the light workers that are manifesting the light and bringing in the new affordability, bringing in the new rite of passage. So allow this light to be seen and observed by self. In other words, to allow all of your cells of spiritual DNA to be recognized, adapted, merged, inserted, allocated. So each time we come up with like a different synonym, there's this energy sort of like boosting that is sealing your fate. Now, when I said sealing your fate, I literally had this latch, just sort of like seal your fate, close it, seal it tight. And so we're allowing that full extension. So let us receive this in true obligation. Now, the true obligation is recognizing who you are. We're stepping out of faith. We're going out of the small self and moving into the grander self. So it's the I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. So we're allowing that merging, that sequencing of advisement to take hold. And so when I see this, I just see flowering. I just see light codes extending. I see prophecies dispersing. In other words, it's coming, it's coming. And chakras just like receiving their truth, receiving their light. Just imagine like you're at the paint store and it's like, do you want the matte or do you want the glossy? I know that sounds a little weird, but that's the difference, where it was there, but now there's this shimmer. Now there's this boost, is the only way I can explain this, where like a mega dose of vitamins or something, where it's like, now I understand, now I understand. So the understanding really comes from our own signaling, our own when pressure, and I don't mean pressure in a bad way, it's more of a selection, an agreement, because we're the ones that have to agree. We have way more entitlement, way more power, way more directive influence than we ever imagined. So when they speak of like merging your will with divine will, this is the whole point. We're the ones that are taking back our power in regular measuring, as we will determine, as we will accept, as we will self-promote. Let's receive in true harmony and bliss. And so it is. when we're saying, and so it is, really claim that, establish that, delight in that, decide, simply decide, and so it is, and so it is, and so it shall be forevermore. No need to go back, no need to retrace, no need to regret anything. It's like the sign of change is upon us. The sign of change is upon us.